Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? You might have heard this question over and over again at job interviews, but in a changing world, it's hard to predict what's going to happen even within the next few months. Learn which jobs will become obsolete during the next decade, get career advice from world-renowned entrepreneurs, industry analysts, and job market experts. Listen to our special series, Careers of the Future, How to Pick a Job Which Will Stay Relevant. Each decade brings its own trends to the job market. While car manufacturing jobs were big in the 1950s, by the turn of the century, the human workforce had been replaced by robots almost everywhere, leaving thousands of people jobless. So, according to many experts, flexibility, self-improvement, and constant learning are becoming key abilities for those who would like to make a successful career in the 21st century. In one of the scenes in the 1967 Hollywood classic movie The Graduate, Dustin Hoffman's character Ben is getting career advice from an older man, Mr. McGuire. The man says just one word, plastics, adding that there's a great future in plastics. Indeed, plastics were huge in the subsequent decades, especially during the 1970s and 1980s industrial era. So Ben would have probably succeeded if he listened to Mr. McGuire's advice. But what is the new big thing now when it comes to investment opportunities and job skills, which will be in high demand? We asked Denis Cherkasov, who is CEO at SBVC Asset Management, part of Sberbank Group.
Basic skills which will be required in future, in foreseeable future, for me, I think these are mathematics and music. So knowing music and knowing mathematics will keep your children employed in the next century. That would be my advice also to the young people who step into the world.
Cherkasov, who's worked in a number of Russian and foreign investment firms, says that job market trends are quite volatile. What's in demand now may very well lose value in the future.
Now everyone talks about robotics and artificial intelligence, Internet of Things. Some time ago, there were other technologies, crowdfunding, new fintech technologies are coming up. Earlier, this was new technologies in clearing and banking and finance. So, fates come and go. What is necessary to learn in first place is to learn how to learn. To learn how to stay constantly on edge, to educate and upgrade yourself, and have flexible mind.
So, it's likely that many fields of study, including robotics, may look completely different within coming years, and some knowledge will become outdated in as little as few months.
We live in a world where everybody's knowledge, my knowledge, gets obsolete within 6 months. We step into the world where continuous learning and improvement of the skills becomes absolutely crucial, not only to move forward, but just to stay on the edge and keep the position, so to say.
It's possible that in a changing digital world, you won't be doing the same thing for decades, and going in a new direction may require additional professional education. In that case, computers, which may have been the reason why you quit, may actually help you to acquire a new profession with the help of AI-enabled custom courses and e-learning programs.